This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, John L. Durnell, respondent versus Monsanto Company, appellant, decided February 11, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. John L. Durnell, no, ED 112410, respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus 1922, CC0221, Monsanto Company, Honorable Timothy J. Boyer, appellant, filed February 11, 2025. Monsanto Company, Monsanto, appeals the judgment entered upon a jury verdict in favor of John L. Durnell, plaintiff, on plaintiff's claim for strict liability failure to warn. The trial court's judgment entered upon the jury's verdict awarded plaintiff $1.25 million in compensatory damages. We affirm. 1I background. In January 2019, plaintiff sued Monsanto, alleging his exposure to Monsanto's product Roundup and its ingredient glyphosate caused him to develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, NHL. Plaintiff's petition alleged claims for strict liability defective design, strict liability failure to warn, and negligence. The case proceeded to a jury trial beginning in September 2023. At the close of first, Monsanto filed a motion, which was taken with the case, requesting this court to take judicial notice of certain materials which document or relate to key aspects of glyphosate's regulatory history at the federal and state levels. We deny Monsanto's motion taken with the case. 2. Plaintiff's evidence, and again at the close of all the evidence, Monsanto moved for a directed verdict on the grounds that inter alia, plaintiff's claims were expressly and impliedly preempted by federal law. The trial court denied both motions for directed verdict. The jury returned a verdict in favor of plaintiff on his strict liability failure to warn claim, but found in favor of Monsanto on plaintiff's strict liability defective design and negligence claims. The jury awarded plaintiff $1.25 million in compensatory damages, and the trial court entered its judgment in accordance with the jury's verdicts. Monsanto subsequently filed a motion for judgment notwithstanding the verdict, JNOV, and in the alternative, a new trial, which again argued, inter alia, that federal law both expressly and impliedly preempted plaintiff's strict liability failure to warn claim. The trial court denied Monsanto's motion. This appeal followed. 2-2. Discussion. Monsanto raises a single point on appeal, arguing the trial court erred in denying its motion for JNOV because federal law both expressly and impliedly preempted plaintiff's strict liability failure to warn claim. Failure to warn claim or claim. A. Standard of review. Federal preemption is a question of law. This court reviews de novo. Collector of Winchester versus Charter Communications Incorporated, 660 SW 3D 405 416, Motors App, ED 2022. Similarly, the trial court's ruling challenged by Monsanto on appeal, the denial of a motion for JNOV based on a matter of law, raises a question of law requiring de novo review. See Boggs XRL, Boggs Valet, 164 SW 3D 415, MOAP, ED 2005. 2. To avoid unnecessary repetition, additional facts relevant to Monsanto's point on appeal will be set forth in section 7B of this opinion. 3B. Analysis of Monsanto's sole point on appeal. When analyzing federal preemption of a state cause of action, it is assumed that the historic police powers of the state are not preempted absent the clear and manifest purpose of Congress to do so. Connolly v. Yalab Corp., 927 SW 2D 848 851, Mo Bank, 1996. Quoting Rice v. Santa Fe Elevator Corp., 331 U.S. 218, 230, 1947. The purpose of Congress in enacting the federal statute is the ultimate touchstone in our analysis. Connolly, 927 SW 2D at 851, citing Malone v. White Motor Corp. Zarn, 435 U.S. 497, 504, 1978. Furthermore, preemption of state law by statute may be either express or implied. Cooperative Home Care, Incuber v. City of St. Louis, 514 SW 3D 571, 579, Moner Bank, 2017. In this case, Monsanto argues plaintiff's failure to warn claim is both expressly and impliedly preempted by federal law, and we proceed by addressing each type of preemption in turn below. 1. Express preemption. Express preemption occurs when a federal statute explicitly prescribes a local regulation in a specific area. Itty Quare Re, Stegel vs. People's Bank of Cuba, 270 SW 3D 500, 503, Mojdap SD 2008. The Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, NERFIFRA, the federal statutory scheme which Monsanto argues expressly preempted plaintiff's failure to warn claim, regulates the use, sale, and labeling of pesticides. See 7 U.S.C. Section 136 et seq. Carson v. Monsa,